course. So we've excuse me, actually reached the end of our show for today. And Steve, I really want to thank you. You've been a pleasant as usual, and when I've had you here on the show, and we'll have you back something else, I'm sure, in the future.
I'm sure.
And again, this is Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor and your host for Counselor's Chat, and I wish you all good mental health and a good week. And a good, safe 4th of July. I meant to mention that the 4th of July weekend coming up. Be safe and sober.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Force of their own, as American and South Korean military forces fired their own missiles into the Sea of Japan hours ago. President Trump will be sitting down with Russian President Vladimir Putin for an official two-way meeting on Friday. The White House and Kremlin both confirming that meeting now. Trump and Putin will meet on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast, at the root. You can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
41 states have turned down President Trump's request to hand over private voter information to investigate alleged voter fraud. The request mailed to all 50 states and Washington, D.C. last week, coming months after the president did claim that millions had voted illegally in the 2016 presidential election. Reports are state leaders and voting boards are responding to the letter with varying degrees of cooperation, but some are rejecting the request altogether. In a truly American tradition, Joey Chestnut won yet another hot dog eating contest, while at the same time breaking his own record from last year's Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Here's Scott Pringle.
Joey Chestnut crammed 72 hot dogs and buns into his belly in 10 minutes, two more than last year, and that's a record, devouring the competition yet again for his 10th Mustard Belt title.
You know, I'm just a goofy dude who likes to eat, and I'm a lucky guy to just be able to travel around the world and eat and make people smile.
He gets 10 grand for winning the annual Nathan's Famous July 4th hot dog eating contest. Mickey Sudo, the women's champ, wolfing down 41 francs in buns.
A little uncomfortable, but once I get out of the heat and get catch my breath, I'll be good.
She also gets $10,000.
And a Michigan man who was hoping to use fireworks to get rid of bees in his garage is now out a garage. He was hoping the smoke from the fireworks would force them out, but it burned the garage down. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 8:06. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Flemington right now, it is 81 degrees. Nope, 70 degrees. Just flipped on me. It is mostly cloudy. Zero chance of precipitation today. Weather Underground says that today will be partly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 60s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50% for tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms on Friday. Showers likely mainly in the morning. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. Chance of rain 60%. On Saturday, mostly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms 30%, lower 80s. Sunny on Sunday, highs in the lower 80s, mostly sunny on Monday, mid-80s. Temperatures in the area? 70 in Raritan, 71 in Lebanon, 69, right in the middle of York. 70 over in New Hope, 75 up in Asbury, 69 in Easton, 66 in Tewksbury, and 73 over in Somerville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Put on my blue. suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a
beach. Well, good morning, Hernan. I was walking in Flemington, just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by a Chamber of Commerce. All about Huntington County, New Jersey. This is Mark Cohen, walking in Memphis. It's his birthday today. It's a great tune. It's just a great tune. How can you not get up and dance to this one? It's Wednesday. I know you need some coffee. Go out and get that. Might even be hard for you to go and grab it from the Keurig or the automatic drip, Mr. Coffee. But grab some. Wake yourself up. It's a little hard to get started, but you only got 3 days left in the week. And who knows? Most of the people are going to get to work and start talking about what they did for Independence Day anyway. So you're not even going to get started until noon at best. So sit back, close your eyes, take a little cat nap, listen to Good Morning Huntington, and we'll get you started with your morning. First things first, though, if you haven't gotten on your way, we need to get you some traffic. Let's find out what the Huntington County roads are doing. HERTTN.com helps me with that. There's nothing out there. Nobody's traveling. People are still coming home from Independence Day, still sleeping in. Might have celebrated a little too much. So all that's coming in just a little bit. But right now, if you're going, it should be just fine. Drive safe, sound smart. That is Good Morning Huntington, and that is Huntington Chamber Radio. Chamber Radio traffic. So, what is on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have myself. I was talking to Michelle around 8:30, talking about the markets. They were off yesterday. They had a short day on Monday. And so Michelle will tell us what's up after that. At 9 o'clock, we talk with Diane Lane from DNL Travel. So we're right in the smack in the middle of summer. We just started summer, in the middle of the year, actually. And starting to start planning on, believe it or not, fall and winter trips. So who knows what Diane's got in store for us. She takes us me on vacation every Wednesday from 8:45 to 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, one of our hosts here on Huntington Radio on Wednesdays, that's Rich Scuderi. He owns Maven Hill Designs. He talks about modern design on his show, Modern Design, here at 2 o'clock. But Rich isn't a brand new author. He just wrote a book called The Lonely Boy, and he's coming on in today to talk all about that. It's out there on Amazon and a couple other places to get it, and so we'll talk a little about the writing process and what inspired him to write this book and what it's all about. So we'll talk with Rich from 9 to 10. At 11 o'clock, it's Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Kim Pramatic loves kids, wants to help kids learn and grow up in the 21st century. She thinks that they are much more technologically savvy. I agree. She also thinks that they're much more in tune with their emotional feelings, and so it requires a different way to parent them and teach them to grow up. And so wants to raise them differently and help you raise them differently. So all that comes to you from 11 to 12. At noon, it's Counselor's Chat with Ruth Altamara Roll. Last week, she was talking about PTSD with Stephen Roll. And who knows what she's got in store for us for July. She's got 30 years plus of practice in Flemington and wants to help everybody with all sorts of afflictions and emotional and mental concerns. So she brings all that to you with some emphasis on that at noon to one. We were just talking about Richard Scuderi. He's on from 2 to 3, Modern Design, helping you with very inexpensive ways to upgrade your interiors. And he does that, takes calls, tweets, Facebook messages. Any way you can get in touch with Rich, he will help you overcome those challenges. Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly come on doing talented people from 3 to 4, some unique people that she wants you to know and learn about as part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. The human side, David White and Art Nevins. Chances are they're going to be together today. They've been separated for 3 weeks now, and they'll be back to talk all about unique behaviors that affect us and that humans affect everybody else. So the human side comes on from 4 to 5. That's the entire HuntingtonRadio.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingtonRadio.com website. Mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn scrub group, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio, all the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterChamber.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon right after I stroll down Main Street in Flemington.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first-class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
She was afraid to come out of the locker. She was as nervous as she could be. She was afraid.
And Brian Hyland helping me with BrandyLife.com celebration observances for the month, week, and day. National Black Family Month. It's National Blueberries Month. National Child-Centered Divorce Month. National Cleft and Craniofacial Awareness and Prevention Month. National Cord Blood Awareness Month. National Doghouse Repairs Month. National Grilling Month. That's easy, isn't it? National Honey Month. National Ice Cream Month. We're going to have couple of guests representing ice cream in the month of July. National Horseradish Month. National Hot Dog Month. Hey, I went up to Designer Dogs up in Clinton. It's a highly recommended place. Get in there now. 21 dogs, you got the whole month to get it done. National Make a Difference to Children Month. National Minority Mental Health Awareness Month. National Parks and Rec Month. I think they're back open now. National Vacation Rental Month. National Watermelon Month. National Wheelchair Beautification Month. It is Beans and Bacon Days. National Unassisted Home Birth Days Week. Be Nice to New Jersey Week. Man, we're making it hard on ourselves with that nonsense with the budget. Well, Illinois is doing a close second. Freedom Week. And for today it is Work Without Your Hands Day. And it's Bikini Day. Should have been yesterday because the weather was just awesome. It's nice today too, but not as pretty as yesterday. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from brownielocks.com. I want you to pick something and get yourself involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Union Forge Heritage Association holds workshop on creating living terrarium, posted on June 30th by a community bulletin. It says on June 3rd, Union Forge Heritage hosted and sponsored an interactive lecture and hands-on workshop on how to create a living terrarium at their historic 1760 Joseph Turner House and Museum. Guests learned about the history and interesting background of these fascinating miniature gardens under glass spanning from the Victorian era through the modern age. From master gardeners Sandy Gay and UFHA trustee Susan Heck, a hands-on workshop followed our guests to create their own personal living terrarium from their own design to take home. The Joseph Turner House is located at 117 Van Sickles Road in Hampton, New Jersey, and is open for guided tours the first and third Sunday of each month from 2 to 4. The Union Forge Heritage Association is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation dedicated to preserving and protecting the rich history and natural environment of the Hunterdon County and the state of New Jersey. Visit the organization at unionforgeheritage.org for more information and upcoming events. We have tons of these folks. They're all over the place. They're very interactive. They're trying to engage you and engage your children. At some point during the summer, you're going to be looking for a way to keep your kids entertained because they're going to be bored out of their mind from playing Call of Duty and anything else that they're playing on video games. Even their brains start to say, I've had enough. So you need to find a place to go and a place to enjoy. And Hunterdon County is just chock full of these types of little adventures. Just got to pick the right one that entertains them. Yeah, you're not going to be there for 10 hours, but you are going to find a way to kill an afternoon. So go and check them out. We're going to have Carrie Fellows from the Heritage Commission on every other Tuesday. We have Stephanie Stevens on the other Tuesdays, talking all about our rich Hunterdon County tradition. And this is just another example of that. Vitamin C for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
From the Celebrity Birthdays from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac for July 5th. The Sleepovers, Gus Camp is 18. From Star Trek, Cody Klopp is 24. And Jason Dolley is 26 from Good Luck Charlie. Diego Cattaneo is 27 from Savages. Dance of the Dead, Carissa Capobianco is 29. Red Herrings, Stephanie McIntosh is 32. From the Borgias, Francois Arnaud is 32. Prison Breaks, Danny Garcia is 33. Hugo's Edmund Kingsley is 35. Dave Haywood is 35. He's part of Lady Antebellum. Ryan Hansen is 36 from Veronica Mars. TV personality of Jersey Shore, Paulie D. Delvecchio is 37. Westworld actress Lena Georges is 38. Actress and Lion Menick Gunaratne is 38. California Dreamin' actor Jamie Elman is 41. American Crime Story Dale Godboldo is 42. From The Other Woman, Ashley Sato is 43. Rapper, music producer, RZA is 48. Actress of Fresh Off the Boat, Jillian Armanante is 49. From Boardwalk Empire, Michael Stuhlbarg is 49. Back to the Future, Claudia Wells is 51. Actress in Law and Order, Catherine Erb is 52. Battlestar Galactica, Ronald D. Moore is 53. From The Sopranos, Edie Falco is 54. Dream On's Dorian Wilson is 54. Pruitt Taylor Vince is 57, The Legend of 1900. Talked about Mark Cohn, he's 58 today, Walking on Memphis. Westworld actor Louis Hethum is 61. The Man Who Wasn't There, Catherine Burrowitz is 63. That 70s Show, Don Stark, 63. Baseball Hall of Famer Goose Gossage is 66 today. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Marilyn Burns is 67. Singer and songwriter of Stuck With You, Huey Lewis is 67. Pat Nixon. The Untold Story, Julie Nixon Eisenhower is 69. She was the author of that. Actor of Upside Down, Blue Mancuma is 69. The band and solo singer, Robbie Robertson is 74. Actress in All My Children, Lewis Schaefer is 75. 6 Degrees of Separation, Brooke Hayward is 80. As Good as It Gets, Shirley Knight, 81. Panic in the Streets, Tommy Cook is 87. And actress in Who's the Boss, Katherine Helmond is 88 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, you can email me at goodmorning@huntchamber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes.
Chris Barnes.
A 48-year-old New York City police officer shot and killed early today in an ambush attack in the Bronx. Sarah Lee Kessler has details.
The frantic call at 12:30 this morning. Cop shot, single bullet to the head. Fired as Miasota's Familia, a 12-year veteran, sat with her partner in a mobile command center in Fordham Heights. Police Commissioner James O'Neill.
It is clear this was an unprovoked attack.
Familia died several hours later. An innocent bystander shot in the stomach is stable. The gunman, Alexander Bond, shot and killed during a police chase. Cops say he's a 34-year-old Manhattan man out on parole for robbery.
A closed-door meeting of the UN Security Council expected today after North Korea's latest missile test. U.S. officials believe it launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. It would be a first for the North. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
All right, it's time for investment update with Michelle Heide. And yeah, Wall Street has pretty much had a slow move to the week because they only had a half day on Monday and nothing on Tuesday. So we're really starting the week now, right?
Pretty much. Exactly. So, yeah, right now, right in the U.S., it looks like the futures are relatively flat at this point. Not really too much data coming out today other than the release of the Fed minutes at 2 o'clock. Again, everyone pretty much knows what happened at the Fed meeting this past month, and that's that they raised interest rates by a quarter point. But at 2 o'clock, obviously, the minutes get released, so whether or not that gives any further insight, you know, we'll see.
Right.
When we take a look at what happened in overnight trading, the Asia Pacific region ended mostly higher. They pretty much shrugged off the North Korea missile launch. And European markets are currently trading higher.
Mm-hmm.
The big news that I saw this morning was that Britain's largest payment processor, known as Worldpay, surged by about 25%. Two bids were put in by Vantiv and JP Morgan Chase to purchase them. So their share price, again, is trading up by about 25% this morning. You know, so we continue to hear more and more, you know, I feel like recently we've been hearing more and more mergers and acquisitions taking place. Another news, we had the EU approving Italy's $6 billion state buyback for troubled bank Monte dei Paschi, which is the fourth largest lender over in Italy. So I think I mentioned Italy maybe a week or two ago because we hadn't heard about them in a long time, and they popped back up in the news. And again, this morning it was announced that the EU approved Italy's $6 billion buyback for one of their troubled banks. Other news, Moody's cut the outlook on Qatar's sovereign credit rating. It was listed as stable. It's now listed as negative amid continuing concerns happening over there. Qatar also planned to ramp up their liquefied natural gas capacity by 30% amid a Saudi-led blockade. You know, so we continue to hear a little bit more about that country. And then lastly, Volvo made an announcement that every car model starting in 2019,
mm-hmm.
Will have an electric motor. And basically, they're only going to be producing three types of cars. One would be pure electric, another would be the plug-in hybrid, and then the third would be what they consider a mild hybrid, which has a small gas engine with a large battery. So we'll see if any other car manufacturers start following that trend. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's number two, right? Because Tesla obviously has been going down this path for quite some time, but now this
right.
is the first brand that we know of that used to be a combustion engine that's going completely electric. That's a huge change in paradigm shift.
Yeah,
very impressive.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Very interesting. Yeah.
So we'll see. That could be. I don't know how well we're going to embrace that here, but obviously it makes sense for Volvo if they're going to be a differentiator And I guess it has to do with the Chinese market, because they're now made in, or they're made for China. Majority of them are made in China. So I guess that's part of it. Oh, China, Volvo is actually a Chinese-owned brand now. It's not the, so that's the reason it's, they're moving in that direction.
Okay, yeah, so. Yeah.
Cool.
Wow, I hadn't realized Volvo was Chinese-owned.
Yeah, hmm. Neat.
Must have missed that when that took place, yeah. Okay.
There's a lot of stuff out there.
Interesting.
And a little, yeah. little of international relations between China and Mexico. How about that? So I don't know. Maybe they're ganging up on President Trump.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I don't know.
is there a Trump ETF or an anti-Trump ETF where any international country that he points a finger at is part of the ETF?
Yeah. Right. That would be interesting. That would be interesting. I'm surprised that there isn't one up to this point. Either that or I haven't heard of it yet.
You never know. Anyway, that's cool. Hopefully you had a good July 4th. Did you catch any fireworks?
We did. Well, we caught kind of nothing formal, but yeah. Where we were able to kind of see bits and pieces from some.
Yeah.
So I think we may head down to Lambertville on Friday to catch those fireworks.
Well, that's a good idea.
Those are always fun.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Got some options there, so that's good. Go and check out Lambertville.
Exactly.
First Friday, they have fireworks right there between New Hope and Lambertville, right over the bridge, over the water. So that sounds like fun.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
We might check that out. All right.
Great. Thank you so much, okay. Michelle. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is Michelle Heide from Patton Heide and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. Obviously, this past Tuesday was off. We were off for Independence Day. And they'll be back next week. Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunterdon on huntingchamber.com. Every Wednesday, we talk with Diane Lane. And we'll be doing that in just a moment, going on vacation.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Honorton County.
Honorton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, it feels like we're already on vacation. Even Diane Lane said she was kind of thinking vacation, but we got to talk about real vacations. How you doing, Diane? What's going
on? All right. We're hanging in here. What else is new?
Yeah.
Today was kind of cloudy. I don't know. It was so beautiful yesterday.
It's supposed to clear up. Don't give up on it yet.
Uh-huh. So, we had a great week.
Yes, we did. And
I couldn't expect. But, the budget issue really affected New Jersey quite a bit this weekend. They lost a lot of money.
Yeah, well, it's—I don't know. They tried to spin it a little bit. I mean, it was only the state parks, so to speak.
Well, it also affected Statue of Liberty, the ferries going to and from all the parks, because that's New Jersey.
Right.
So they lost a lot of money just doing that, and. Mm-hmm. Their tickets were honored at Battery Park, and they were scheduled to reschedule, but all the cruises doing anything around New York were shut down.
Oh, my.
So it affected a lot of people, not just the shoreline. Mm. It affected anybody who was camping out at the parks or whatever. Or had
day
trips
even planned. To watch the Macy's fireworks, right?
No, I didn't.
No, that was open after. It was open for Macy's fireworks. So
yeah,
it was just...
yeah. Yep.
So, okay.
So they passed it in the morning, but what a mess, because people had plans.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people have long weekends.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, it's just crazy when they do these kooky things.
Yeah.
Maybe they wanted the extra day off, but it cost a lot for everybody.
Well, they had to get called back in anyway, so they didn't get very far.
Right. It wasn't the greatest thing.
No.
You know?
Well, I don't know what to tell you. It's politics is a life under its own. And
right. But it did affect the tourism.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Especially the local.
Well, so let's see what happens when we get out of New Jersey. What do we do to do that?
I don't know. Got to call me.
Call you. All right. Where should we go, though?
Oh, well, they had I thought this was really interesting. They were sharing a story about Bali and Java. And Java is one of the islands that's part of Bali.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of Indonesia's, nearly half of Indonesia's 9.4 million visitors that go there.
Right.
And this little place is, out there because nobody really wants to go there. It's 100 miles inland, and, you go to these locations of these uninhabited islands, but one of the islands is Java, and it has this huge temple, Buddhist monument, the largest Buddhist monument in the world. And it contains 72 statues of Buddha. But it's not too far from an active volcano.
Mm-hmm.
It takes hours to get there. It's not too many hotels nearby that you a lot of people backpack it. It's just one of those, I guess you would say, long thought of bucket list.
Yeah.
That, you want to try to get over there to see it and Bromo's Crater. Back in 2010, the volcano erupted and 353 lives were lost.
Wow.
So it's not easy access to get there to Mount Merapari, where this temple location sits. But, you think about it. How did they build this place?
Yeah.
And still have it there. So, yes, you can go to Bali, and they have a fantastic intercontinental, and it's tailored to the Bali culture and atmosphere, and it's got they have a kid's comfort. They really have a kid's club called Planet Trekkers that parents get to really witness and take the time to enjoy that location. They'll get to see what it's all about. But if you're an adventurous hiker and you want to go see the largest Buddhist monument in the world, you have to go.
Okay.
It's right along Cambodia's Angkor Wat and India's Taj Mahal. I mean, it's one of the longest, oldest places to go visit.
Wow.
It's on the UNESCO World Heritage Site, and it's part of it today, but, from the 10th century. But Mount Bromo is active, mm-hmm. it still billows smoke and soot every day. So you really, you know, the stories of how to get there are not accessed. Not
right.
easy at all.
Right, right.
You don't have tour groups there. If you dare to wander around this, it's a tough location to go visit. But Bali's not. So, you know, if you're into trying something different,
mm-hmm.
that's the place to go.
Okay.
And then you got, you know, the South Pacific, and then you can bop
sure,
all over the
sure,
place.
Sure, sure.
But and then to go back to the airlines, they're having mixed reactions to Homeland Security's sidestepping the ban on laptops and tablets.
Uh-huh.
But they are going to do it, I think, across the board for Europe. I think it's not just those seven or eight countries that Saudi Arabia and Dubai and all them areas are targeted. They have reasons to be watched and warned, you know?
Yep.
They're worried about delays and having flights canceled and taking time and costing more money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, they're going to have enhanced security measures. I think it's what's going to happen.
Well, I'm trying to think about how that's going to be figured out for just those particular people. So,
well, they're saying they're doing new screening procedures for every electronic device bigger than a cell phone.
Okay.
So I would just everybody be heads up what you're going to take with you on vacation. Mm. What do you really need to take with you that you have to communicate? Because everyone's got a computer center that you can sign up and use and then don't bring anything with you, you know?
Yeah.
If you really need to be in touch with somebody. I mean, you're going on vacation. The whole idea to go on vacation is not to work.
Well, we are the 21st century, and I am to blame for that perspective. It's not that I don't go on vacation. It's just that if you have responsibilities for other people that are not, you still have to have a way of being able to help them if they need it. Now, I tell people all the time, and I try and model it so that people in the office can take care of themselves. But still, there might be something unusual that happens that requires a little bit more, my responsibility versus somebody else's. And you got to be there as a third or fourth, go-to. So,
yeah, you just got to just know what you can do and what you can't do. Where you're traveling.
Sure, sure.
You know? I mean, now they offer, through Auto Europe, they offer Wi-Fi for hotspots so you can tie into things.
Right.
So you don't have a difficulty looking for it. You bring the little tool with you.
Right.
And it's tiered into what's offered in Europe, so you don't have to be looking for it because we're tied in here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know where to work. But, yeah. I offer that all the time when anybody's going overseas now.
Yeah.
So the other thing that's going on is India's Taj Mahal is going under major renovations, like I was saying, Bali, Japan, whatever. So they're applying a mud pack treatment to renew the marble exterior to bring back the white shade of the building because it's 377 years old. It's a UNESCO historical site. It brings a lot of tourists, but the marble facade has been yellowing, so they're trying to restore it. And not destroy it, you know, and using the old-fashioned way of doing it.
You should use fluoride toothpaste.
Mm. Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Let
me tell you something.
So what does that mean? When is it still open, but you're not going to get the picturesque?
It's obscured by iron scaffolding. In other words, you're not going to be able to take that beautiful picture you thought you were going to take.
Right, right.
It'll be carried out in sections. It's going to be work on, but it's supposed to last like a year.
Uh-huh, okay.
So the clients are not going to be, you can't, they'll try to get you a nice picture, but while the work is being done, you know, in certain areas, but it's going to be tough.
Okay.
You know, just letting people know, it'll put a crimp in your plans to snap that picture.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Cousin of mine had sat there for a very long time waiting for the exact moment that he could take a picture through some type of an arched window.
Yeah.
And, I remember... It's quite a picture, but if you're right now, you'll probably get a nice friendly construction worker, right?
Yeah, and it says to wait till after April 2018.
Okay,
before visiting Agra, you know,
so that's 9 months. Okay.
So, but they have a timetable for an execution of work. Like the southern facade is being worked on between June and August this year, and the southeast minaret and the west facade is also this year. in June and August. Right. And then the northern facade is August to October, and the western facade is October to December. And then the whole wall is from November to January. And the roof of the main mausoleum is January to April. So they get 8 million tourists a year.
Wow.
It's going to remain open, but they're going to be doing the work while you're there.
Now, is there typical seasons that people go to visit?
Yes. You try not to hit the monsoon season.
What
and
one's
a
that?
Lot of, it's the opposite of us for weather, for that hemisphere. You'd have to really check because, like, the dry season for Africa, South Africa, is, or spring, is October, November to December.
Okay.
And then it gets hot and dry, and then it gets wet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if you want to go off season, but you know you're taking.
It's still going to be. It's you're still going to be hitting that, but it's our spring. It's going to be wet.
Their fall.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people do travel to Africa.
Right.
October, November, December, January, February, March.
Yep.
And you also get the migration, and you get to see a lot of things. Just like with that, what's going on in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they start migrating in May to June. June's a nicer month to go to Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as hot. It's not as buggy.
Yeah.
You know. And then August to September is off-season for Alaska, and they're starting to go the other direction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And again, it's all a little off-season because the hot months are July and August, really, for Alaska.
Right.
Half of June, maybe, you know.
So.
Depending on how our seasons go.
Right.
And our weather.
Sure. Sure. I understood.
We get a warm summer and no snow, early snow.
Now,
sometimes they do get early snow in Alaska, and a lot of times they don't.
Now, getting back to the Taj Mahal, did anybody have a clue if they had booked their trip last year? Did they have a clue that this was going to happen?
No.
Oh, man.
No. Mm-hmm.
That's a shame. I mean, it's one thing to be able to make that choice now and say, I'm not interested, Diane, until after April. But if they had spoken to you last year and said, we're ready to go, we're going there in August and September of this year, and all of a sudden you find out that it's going to be happening, what do people do? Nothing,
they
right?
They're going to see if they are willing to take that chance and go, and then maybe schedule it again. If they have a trip insurance and this is part of that glitch, maybe those one of those things. So whoever they deal with, like Signature Journeys, of ANS, they're trying to help the people. They're taking their guests to a location that would be behind the Taj Mahal on the other side of the Yamuna River so that they could get the picture.
Okay.
They're making an effort to do that, to say, okay, we scheduled this, but now it's not happening.
Gotcha.
But it's the same thing with Italy when they were doing all the fountains in Rome.
Right.
When they were cleaning things. People couldn't go to the Trevi Fountain. They couldn't go to do certain things because they were cleaning all the marble.
Yeah.
Because they get a lot of soot from the carbon dioxide from the car.
Sure, it's 21st century. We've made a mess of things here. So.
Yeah, nobody realized that, coal back in the day and now carbon dioxide from the fuel.
Right.
Even England does the same thing. They got to clean everything. I don't think a lot of people realize.
No, it's funny. You just kind of take for granted that those things are just hanging out, waiting for you to show up.
Yeah, and then you go over there and you look at it and go, "Oh, that looks kind of dingy." Yeah, okay, why?
Well, we got Photoshop nowadays that can fix all that.
I get it.
So, but still, it's you don't. It's the guy with the yellow hat that you don't want in the picture. That's all.
Yeah.
So.
And Carnival Cruises is starting to travel to Cuba.
Okay.
They're going to go from Tampa on July 3rd. They were leaving yesterday, day before yesterday.
All right.
12 four- and five-day cruises, including Havana on the itinerary.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's just a stop, and you're hopping to another location.
Yeah.
So this way you get the day. Havana and not a whole week at Havana. But there are still some cruises that are doing the around the island. Like I said, you're going to have to really research it.
Yeah, and it's still opening up, right? We're still going through some type of evolution on this. And
yes.
It's,
because Trump, again, tightened up on things again with Cuba.
Sure. Well,
I want, everybody to understand it's still a process. It's not what you expect it to be, and not to be upset about it,
Yeah. Yeah, we're still there. We're still very susceptible to the political negotiations that are going on. And,
right.
And if something goes haywire, you know, one little glitch,
you're out of there.
It could be shut down. So trip insurance is a huge decision on with regard to that. No doubt.
You gotta. I always promote it. It's something today you have to, because, like the ban with the electronics, it delayed a lot of people. A lot of people lost getting onto their flights. If you have bad weather and you didn't look at the weather report before you left, you know. It's always good to check out the weather where you're traveling to see if there's a hurricane popping up somewhere.
Right.
You know, because that's this time of year. Wherever you're going, you just got to kind of look. Like, I have someone who wanted to go to Portugal, and they had these huge forest fires in Portugal. They're having huge heat waves.
Yeah.
And they had this big fire a couple weeks ago. Not even. Okay. I don't know if you saw it on the news.
Yeah, no, they're happening all over the place. We got them back in California and stuff like that.
Yeah, so.
I had a question for you. I heard a lot of people starting to think about Iceland again. Is that something you're seeing?
Yeah, I'm also seeing Greenland, Norway. They're offering more.
Yeah.
To go over, yeah. A lot of people want to try it. Even Ireland again.
So what happened that's making people think that way?
I think it's a safe location.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
It doesn't take that long to get there either by flight.
Sure.
From the States. It's like a four and a half hour flight to Reykjavik.
Okay.
You know, and bop.
Right.
Around. It's a very unique location.
Yeah, sure.
The Blue Lagoon, the spa. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The waters. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a plus to do.
And being it's already July, what season are people starting to plan for now? Fall?
Yeah, the fall. I've been getting a lot of calls for that.
So looking for foliage trips or just...
No, just general vacation.
General vacation.
Some people want to go to Europe because it's off season.
Okay.
In September, October, you know, and they think it's a better, less traffic, less crowds, what have you. But I think there's less traffic, less crowds right now, regardless.
Because of the safety issues.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And like I said, last weekend, a lot of people are doing staycations just here in the States.
Yep.
They're doing the local things. I'm sure the RV people are having a blast this year.
Yeah, RV people and houseboats, right?
Boats in general. Yeah, because I know, because I use my boat as my house on water.
Yep.
Yeah. You know,
neat.
You can bop all over the place with it.
Cool. I remember going over to Lake Mead, and there was folks who were taking houseboats through Lake Mead over in Arizona. It looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's only temporary. It's like a hotel room, but it's got all the amenities of a house.
Well, yeah, except you got to steer it.
You
got to steer it and make sure it's got gas, and that was that was the entertaining part of it. Is we were on a tour driving through boating through Lake Mead, and you'd pass by all these people that just rented a houseboat, and they probably rented it that day, and still hadn't figured out all the nuances of making it start, making it stop. So they're like, "Can you radio in, please, to tell?" So, amazing.
They thought it would be a good idea.
I'm sure it's memorable, right? Anytime you have those crazy things that happen during your vacation, somehow they become the good old memories years later. So, cool. What else? Well, we're almost done. What else you got?
Oh, no, it's just that in general, we're good. It's a quiet summer. You know, everybody's kind of takes off. Most of the travel agents now, we have our meetings, aren't till September.
Okay.
And I will try to bring somebody on board again, like we did the other day.
That'd be great.
See,
sure.
And see what's going on. But, you know, it gets pretty quiet at this time of year.
Okay. Well,
I think everyone is trying to see what's going on, you know. Avalon Cruising, they're starting to do educational sails on the Rhine River and the Moselle Rivers in Paris and itinerary. Their indulgence in education is what they're looking for.
Okay.
You know, they have 52 suites on some of the boats traveling down the river.
Right.
I think you've been wanting to do that for a while, right?
Oh.
You USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
A lot of confusion, a lot of cops, about 30 cops running back and forth. They had their guns, too, on their side.
A man who was a witness to the aftermath in New York City early this morning when a man walked up and assassinated a New York City police officer. Misota's familia was shot in the head while she was sitting in a marked mobile command center with her partner around 12:30 this morning. A gunman walked up and just opened fire, identified as Alexander Bonds, a Manhattan man who'd been out on parole for robbery. An innocent bystander wounded in the attack, reportedly in stable condition. The slain officer was a 12-year veteran of the NYPD. President Trump in his 4th of July address saluting America's soldiers.
Melania and I truly appreciate and celebrate America's independence.